Good evening and welcome to Holden Village. Today is January 13th, year 2001. And this evening in the fireside, we have a special concert in store for you. Right, Ralph Vegdahl and Mike Lundstrom are here, and they are performing a collection of folk songs. Do try to relax and have a super time listening to the melodies of this dynamic duo.
Invite musicians and artists from around the world to come and perform here. And tonight we are lucky enough to have two people from down lake, right across the lake from us, from Brewster and Manson. We have Ralph Vegdahl and Mike Lundstrom. And Ralph, at one point, served as a cook up here in the kitchen. He used to make the bread and the soups up here. And comes back from time to time to share his music with this community. So I hope that you can sit back and enjoy their many different forms of music. And as you can see, they brought a whole plethora
of instrument cases.
A lot of instrument cases. So I hope that you can enjoy their concert. And I just ask a few things. We ask that you refrain from smoking during this concert. No smoking, no flash photography, and you can knit, but only if you're using natural fibers. So let's give a round of applause to Mike.
We feel kind of lonely over here. The mosh pit is totally empty.
Feel free.
Yeah. Oh.
last summer we were invited to play the Bach Fest in Chelan had as a theme the music of the Americas, and we were asked to play a history of American music. U.S. music, actually, and we did, you know, we did some gospel, and we did some fiddle tunes, and we did a number of things we're going to do tonight, but I've always thought, you know, Bach Fest is complete without a Chuck Berry tune, so that first one came out of that. out of that.
That's ironic that the reason I started singing and performing folk music was a direct result of the likes of Mr. Barry and his colleagues.
Was it like a reaction against?
Well, you remember the songs of that era were really good, like, you know, Pink, Purple, Leader, People Eater, and
a great one.
Don't get a job. No, great music from that era.
Right up there with Ein Klein, whatever. This next tune is by one of my favorite songwriters. Many of you may know Norman Blake, and this is called "The Outlaw Billy Gray."
Flower of the morning has faded.
day of sorrow that the long years have sown. And out on the gravestone, where the dusty winds have long blown, stare back these words for the whole world to say. True love knows no season, no rhyme and no reason, and justice is as cold as the Granger County clay. True love knows no season, no rhyme and no reason, and justice is as cold as the Granger County clay. So we can't make up our minds about what kind of music we like the best, so you get to hear like rock and roll, and you can hear swing music and fiddle tunes and Celtic music and still be home by 9 o'clock. I think we can do that. If you want to waltz, there's plenty of room back there.
We spent some time tuning because you care, Rod. Honestly, you really do. Because you don't want the alternative.
There's too many of you that have listened to the St. Olaf Choir for us to play too badly out of tune. Although I could never tell with some of that modern stuff they do whether it was in tune or not. I mean, when it stuck to the Christmas carols, I could tell.
Yeah. I was listening to Dan Hicks one time, and they were in the third song of the set, and just like we are, and the whole band stopped to tune, and he said, why is it that the Grateful Dead can play for 7 hours without tuning, and we can only go 7 minutes? Dan Hicks led an acoustic band, I should add.
You got to think of the audiences they were playing for, too. Some of them did a little tuning. Okay.
remarkable. It's there. Pretty close.
Six times a year we have a coffee house event in Manson, our little town down here. And I know when I lived up here, it was hard to get a sense there was really things going on down there. This next song is written by a guy who played there. He's from Seattle. His name is Orville Johnson. He plays with this clarinet player, and they do this amazingly funny stuff. And the clarinet player his name is Mark Graham, and he's just a phenomenal. They're both phenomenal musicians and really funny fellows. Anyway, you're all invited. Maybe I'll try to send a flyer up here so that you can all get on the boat on Friday and the last Friday of the month usually and come and hear our coffee house event in Manson. The media blitz will be forthcoming.
Anyway, this tune is written by Orville. Orville participated in a recording project with Rolf and I. We just did it this spring. So they're closest as your favorite Amazon.com. But we'll tell you about that later if you're interested. Anyway, this is called Blueprint for the Blues. Street musician in San Francisco when he was discovered in the middle of the great folk boom of the 50s and late early 60s. And he went from busking right down by the wharf in San Francisco to playing Carnegie Hall overnight. Anyway, he wrote this song. It was his favorite because he recorded it three different times. And it's called San Francisco Bay Blues. San Francisco Bay. Yoshi.
flashing lights not so far away. I didn't mean to treat her so bad. She was the best girl I ever had. I said goodbye. I can take a drive. I'm going to lay down and die. I ain't got a nickel and I ain't got a lousy time. If she don't come back, I'm going to lose my mind. If she ever comes back to stay,
it's spelled before, then they sit there and they, every time they botch it, you know, it's veg doll. Such elephants. This is a tune by Stephen Foster, one of his prettiest songs, I think. It's
sad song.
Sad song, so we won't sing the lyrics. all the Latin songs, I'd rather play without words.
Thank you.
as hard times come again, and more, it's kind of this festive, probably Christmas time, and he wrote it when he was at, or the idea came to him at a party, and it was a time probably a lot like today, where a lot of the his world's people were huddling to stay warm and scrambling for meals and suffering, and there were a few like us, kind of, that had plenty, and he was wishing for no more hard times, and kind of, then he died, eventually a pauper, destitute. So it's a cheery tune.
They didn't respect the fine arts much in those days either.
Yeah.
The fine arts. Festival this last summer, and we did a set of gospel tunes, and it was the first time we had done a whole set of this, and it was really fun. But it was such great music, and we had so much time. It was so much fun that we can't do a set of music without a couple of them at least, and so we're going to do two in one, actually.
We don't even let the offensive theology bother us too much, man. We just charge right ahead.
Yes, okay.
Traveling through this weirsome land, stranger traveling through this fearsome land. Got a home in that yonder city, good Lord. And it's not, no Lord, it's not made by hand.
I teach guitar in Manson, and the guy that, one of the guys that I've taught off and on for years is the Snap-on tool dealer. He drives around the big truck, you know, with the Snap-on tools. And he's this big guy, just huge guy with fingers that are just like, you know, twice the size of mine, and he still fits them in there. It's just really inspiring to watch him play. And, and he wanted to learn this tuning. This is, for those of you tuning aficionados, this is a dad-gad tuning, and people think these tunings are pretty mystical, but the truth is they just make it so you can play a lot of one-note chords. And so it goes D, A, D, G, A, D. It's like an open D, except for you don't lower your G to the F sharp. Did y'all get that? You can quiz on that. Anyway, he wanted to learn this tune, so I started kind of messing with this. He wanted to learn the tuning, so I started messing with this tune, and it kind of got a little over his head, but this is called the Tool Seller's Anvil. See how this option, this really nice little unison thing going with it, just at the second fret, and but if you don't tune it right, it's not that nice. We'll go on about tunings tomorrow late at night or something. Thank you. how this happened, you know, we got words like enough that's got like an extra few consonants in them, you know. The Gaelic, when you write it out in our alphabet, it's just, there's like these, the guy that wrote this song, his last name starts, it's got like D-H-U-I-D-H-B-H, you know, A, whatever, you know, and I think it's probably pronounced Smith, but since I can't figure out how to pronounce the guy's name, the band he plays in is called Trian. And this is a song that he wrote a melody to a poem that he found about Queen Jane, King Henry's Queen Jane.
my dad had died. I'm an Episcopalian among all you Lutherans. If it hadn't been for King Henry, we wouldn't have a church. No one knew about history. Rolf and I got to play for a service just last week where the ELCA and the Episcopal churches are recognizing one another's communion, and the pastors and priests can now let us in both churches practice. That sounds terrible. Preach in both churches, or give the service. He didn't have to know that, but he was tuning, so I thought it was something to say.
It's all over the news. I'm sure they got it. You know, there's a food bank in Chelan, and the food bank that we share, the Episcopal Church owns it, and the Lutheran Church runs it. And our pastor, Paul Palumbo, who's been up here a number of times, made the point that he says those people that come to the food bank, they don't care about the, whatever that is, all the doctrinal arguments that are going on. They just care that there's food there.
Is interesting. It's in recent times, the last 10 years maybe, somebody has written words to that second tune. It's called Whiskey Before Breakfast, and the gist of the tune goes like the fellow's had a real bad day, a real bad morning, bad hair day or something like that. And he's walking along the street and he goes past the courthouse and there are these two old men sitting on the front lawn of the courthouse passing a bottle back and forth. And so he sits down to join them. And the chorus of the song goes, Lord, serve and protect us. We've been drinking whiskey for breakfast. Cute. Well,
about a year and a half, Mike dragged me into the world of swing music, kicking and screaming. And now that I've got a couple tunes in my head that I've heard that I just can't wait to get my fingers on. So it's kind of the point of no return, I think, that swing music. It's anyway, okay.
It's a good tune.
That's right.
You can try
again.
Okay. That's a cat, too.
Yeah,
that would be. Let's see how it gets on. Is that too fast?
That's good.
Imagine how. Okay. 1, 2, 1, 2. Thank you.
always thought that was my parents' music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
It is. We're borrowing it.
It's essential. Otherwise,
you'll have to explain that to me some.
Well, then dump the microphone. It'd be like, you know, electrotherapy.
I'd come out, you know. I'd be willing to see what would happen.
Traveling around in the Midwest. He is from the Midwest, he's from Kansas. I don't know if you...
Iowa.
I almost missed it. Those states are all together. Nebraska, Kansas, Iowa.
You can't keep up on Iowa with this crowd.
Oh, that's rude. Well, anyway, sorry, Greg. But he ran across this town in Kansas, I think. Yeah, that was it.
There we go. That must be it.
And he became so enamored with it that he wrote a song about it. You know, lots of songs have been written about towns like, you know, New York and Seattle and Paris, but not very many songs are written about little teeny farm towns. Anyway, this is Greg Brown's Earth. That's the name of the town.
Thank you.
down the street. No one was around. The sun was coming up over my house on Hickory Street in a little foreign town.
Ooh, ain't the morning light pretty while the dew is still heavy? So bright and early. My home on the range, it's a one-horse town, and it's all right with me.
It's a one-horse town, and it's all right with me.
So how many people are from went to school in Concordia College?
Which one?
How about St. Olaf's?
About 29 over here or something.
Yeah, how about PLU? All right. Let's hear about that. I went to PLU. Greg went to St. Olaf's.
I went to St. Olaf when the Lion's Paws was like two generations ago. I heard today a description of the latest Lion's Paws, which is this incredible state-of-the-art performance facility. And before that was what many of you who are a couple years before, you know, ago, there was when they, what became a theater was a woman's gym at one point. And we heard great concerts like David Bromberg and Steve Goodman and people that you've never heard of because I'm pretty old. And in that gym, well, they turned it into a theater, and then they took what was the theater before and turned it into Lion's Paws. And it was still kind of funky, but before that, when they were still using the theater in Iterbo as the, you know, a theater, there was this kind of basement thing under the parking lot in back of Iterbo that was just like it stunk, and there were rodents, and it was very, you know, it sat maybe 30 just crammed in there, you know. And then when you played there, you thought you were a big rock star, you know? Because you were 20 years old. And your friends told you you were. It was great. Well, this is a song that I made up a few years ago. There was this submarine, this nuclear submarine that was going to be named the Corpus Christi, which is, you know, Latin for the body of Christ. And I don't know, that upset a few people. And the few that found out about it, they like to slip these names in. They like to name them after cities. Well, so after some pressure from the left, I think the U.S. Navy decided to change it to the city of Corpus Christi, so it's much less offensive like that. And this song is really more about just, you know, kind of the contradictions we all walk, the line that we walk on in this culture, between, you know, and this is actually funnier than the introduction of the song. Everybody's talking about a crime wave. Everybody's out to buy a gun. Everybody's talking about the ozone layer. Everybody's lying in the sun. Everybody's worried about pollution. Everybody wants a faster car. Everybody's looking for solutions. Everybody's sitting at the bar. We are walking contradictions. The sacred and the unseen. Like mixing oil with water. Like mixing Jesus with submarines. Your part here. Everybody's bitching about a head cold. Everybody's eating ice cream. taxes, and everybody wants good schools. Everybody's suffering from boredom. Everybody's watching TV. Everybody's living in a fortress. And everybody's craving to be.
We're walking contradictions. The sacred, the unseen. Like mixing oil with water. Like mixing Jesus with suffering.
Christian charity. This I picked up in the spring, so, you know. And then you come up here and there's like a dozen fantastic flute players that are up here right now. So. Oh, well.
They all have little vowels and keys on theirs.
I know, yeah. This is kind of an Irish flute kind of thing here, so.
Well, this started out, I wrote this tune for a boy named Russell, and Russell died at 17, and I was sitting in my living room trying to come up with a new variation to the tune, and this gospel tune just kind of fell out of the guitar. So
be careful. You never know what's going
to happen. You never know what's going to happen. So anyway, naturally it became a medley of two tunes. So it's Russell's Lament and Wayfaring Stranger.
Thank you.
This next one, we've got a few more. Let's see, depends on how you want to do it. We'd like to avoid the awkwardness of encores and give you the choice of whether you want to consider the last song, the last song, or the last song, the song before the encore.
It's so embarrassing.
So that you can make it work for yourself. We'll warn you when that time comes and keep, you know, you'll know all the rules. Okay, it's coming up soon. This is a Shaker hymn that you probably know the words to, and you're welcome to sing when we get to the third time and three, and I start singing. Simple, 'tis a gift to be free, 'tis a gift to come down where you want to be. And when you find yourself in the place that's right, we'll be in that valley of love and delight. When true simplicity is gained, to bow and to bend, we will not be ashamed. To turn, turn will be our delight, till by turning, turning we come round right. Thank you. Thank you, particularly to the flute players.
I thought you did a great job, didn't you, Chris?
Yeah.
Sounds like he was born with that thing on his fingers. Nice.
This is the only song we will yodel in.
What did you just say?
Oh, this will be the only song we will yodel in.
Dual harmonic yodel. It's rarely done. Rarely done.
Thanks again to Stella for doing such a stellar job over there. I never heard that one, though, Ben, have you? And Stacy for setting up all the logistics of getting us up here, and to Holden and all of you for being such gracious hosts.
California, where to sleep out every night. sure gonna leave you here. I lay around behind. I ain't got no railroad fare.
Now, we called her Christy Jordahl back then, and she's married to Christopher back here. And, she sang Angel from Montgomery, I think, the first time I met her. Have you heard her sing that song? Is she ill?
Yes.
Okay.
Was that a Jimmy Rogers song?
Is she ill?
Yes.
No, that's John Fine. Well, okay, here's that point, that awkward point, where we could call this the last song. If you're people that sort of like to do like an encore sort of thing, we'll call this the last song. And then you can just make all kinds of crazy, antics at the end, and we'll play another one. If you're sort of people that don't like encores, this really is kind of a downer song. We don't want to end with it. So this, for those of you, you know, that don't like encores, this is the next to the last song.
So we have this list here. We have to stick by it. And also, it's just dreadfully embarrassing right there down to the end. You know, are they going to give us enough applause for us to do this?
This way, you know, it tends to work out.
I think it's
like religion. You just kind of make it work for yourself. You have to kind of push a little this way, a little that way. Change all the language here. Reducing God to like this three-part thing, you know, it's like Mirka Dropper Bretson, it's a little hard for me to think that it could be so mathematically just right there that we've summed it up so nice and neatly. But you know. All right, we will play a couple more songs and then get out of here. This is sung by Richard Thompson. The straw's kind of overkill.
The Star Wars straw.
Draw technology to kind of keep us safe.
Well, your house has straw houses.
At all that might ever possibly.
I don't know how many people have straw houses. Any left? Any left?
Yeah. that was coming. Okay, here we go. This is called Down Where the Drunkards Roll. Not a good song. Yet. Finish the night.
Depending on where you are.
True. Yeah. Let me finish the night with the song. Like this. We need a little less maze in general, less everything for this tune, yeah.
Soon she'll be returning to the place where she's the queen.